calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. Hello? This is Annette Clark. How are you?
Hey, Annette. How are you? I'm good.
Good, good, good. I was in the middle of filling out this pre-qualification form.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a question for you.
Sure.
When it's a physical street address and billing address, my business is a DBA. The actual physical address where the actual business is at is in Virginia Beach, but the legal name that
uh-huh.
my LLC is under is a different address.
Okay, so where
so
would
which
you...
Which address do you want?
Where are you receiving the, I guess, the bills for that business?
Oh, it comes to the actual physical address, which is the 4540 Princess Anne Road.
Yeah, I think that that should work
my
out.
My actual LLC is in a different address.
Okay.
So you want
you
the LLC address?
May want, yeah, because we're going to pull your SOS, and everything's got to be congruent as far as that concerned, the addresses and everything. You haven't moved since you filed your Secretary of State with the Secretary of State, have you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So everything should line up, I guess, with the original address that would be on the SOS and your tax return and everything else.
Okay. I'll do
okay.
it that way.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
And other questions. I see you asked a lot of questions about, like, credit card process.
Yeah. Do you, a lot of your customers pay with credit card or?
Well, I wrote down everything. I put who my process is and
okay.
the last 4 months.
Yeah,
put
so
that information.
Sure, because the reason we asked for that is because we do have programs where instead of you paying us back from your bank account, we could actually draw a percentage from credit card sales that way. So that's just another option
okay.
for you.
Okay, and then at the bottom where it's a merchant cell phone number and merchant fax number.
I don't believe that would pertain to you.
Okay, I did put the landlord information and my business federal tax ID,
perfect.
My business web address, and but there's no second owner, anything like that, so I didn't put anything there.
Okay.
But then when it's a business trade reference, what would that be considered?
If you had any vendors that you work with consistently or you know, receive products from them monthly or, you know, anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I can put that. Okay, I'll do that, and I should have that over. I got the profit and loss. I got the application. It's just I got to get those bank statements for you.
Perfect, perfect. I'm here for you, and so when you get everything in, I'll just start going to work for you.
Okay, and once you receive it, if you see anything that on the application process or anything like that that you feel that, you know, just give me a call and let me know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so any other questions, please reach out to me. I am here to help.
Okay, great. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, Annette, we'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.